The Miraya Morning Motivation, your first stop of the day for inspiring thoughts and powerful conversations at 6:30 a.m. every weekday with Taurai. Tune in for the Miraya Morning Motivation, Monday to Friday, where all is well.
Hello, welcome to today's motivation program. This is Tao Rai. Today I want to take it very simple but yet very significant as usual. I want us to talk about anything. My title is Anything. Let's go. Anything that annoys you is teaching you patience and calmness. And anyone that abandons you is teaching you how to stand up on your own feet. Anything that offends you is teaching you forgiveness and compassion. Anything that has power over you is teaching you to get greater power. Anything that you hate is teaching you unconditional love. Anything that you hate is teaching you unconditional love. Anything that you fear is teaching you courage to overcome your fears. And anything that you cannot control is teaching you to let go. Sometimes we are so afraid of letting go. Anyone who says no to you, and for that matter, any no that you get from humans, is teaching you to be independent and be able to stand and go at it on your own. Any problem you have is teaching you how to get solution to problems. Any attack that you get is teaching you the best form of defense. Anyone who looks down on you is teaching you to look high above to your source of strength, to your source of energy, to your source of life, to your source of conviction for the purpose to which you feel you are designed and set and ordained to be on the face of this earth. Always look out for the lesson in every situation that you face and in every phase of your life. That is anything for you to gather and garner strength in how to go about it in life. You have to learn to pick out a lesson from anything that you come across and anything that comes your way. Let's see what we can learn from Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison was at home eating dinner. A man burst into his home, interrupting him. He had bad news. His research facility was on fire. Now, how would you imagine Edison to react? Do you imagine Edison panicking, or do you hear him screaming out, "Why me?" Or is he deeply distraught, and do you see him in deep agony? None of these happened. Edison requested his son to go down and get his mother. It seems Edison excitedly told his son, "She'll never see a fire like this one again on earth." Naturally, Edison's son thought his father had lost his mind, and rightfully so. All of Edison's experiments, things that could never be replicated, were inside his laboratory, burning to the ground. "Don't worry, it's all right," Edison said calmly. "All mistakes and a lot of unnecessary rubbish have just got burnt away." In this, Edison revealed the true nature of amor fati, Amo Fati being that Latin phrase that may be translated as love of fate or love of one's fate, which would use to describe an attitude in which one sees everything that happens, including suffering and loss, as necessary. Whether one likes them or not, it is accepted with zen-like serenity. Not only was he not broken-hearted, he was revitalized. Despite losing over $1 million worth at the age of 67 at that fire, he persevered and made over $10 million thereafter.
Wow.
I'm in love with this concept. Why? Because the power that we have in life by accepting our fate and picking and seeking to learn from anything and everything we come across is so immense that you feel nothing is impossible for you. You believe that everything has a purpose and that it is up to you to make this purpose something positive and active. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe someone cheated you of your entire life's earnings. Maybe your trust was broken with impunity. Maybe the person you love the most is facing a threatening life disease. Maybe someone ill-treated you. The challenge of your life may be considerable and inescapable. And yet you are given the choice to greet it with a smile. And then you act. Therefore, the goal of this short motivation is not to make you feel okay or even good when terrible things happen to you. It's to make you feel great, irrespective of what happens. If it happened, then it was meant to happen. You are meant to make the best of it. It is unnatural, I know, to feel calmness when faced with calamities. But see it this way. It is fuel for you to push harder when you felt lost. It is fuel for you to work harder when you want to quit. It is fuel for you to think big when nothing was going right. It is fuel for you to smile when all you want to do is to frown. Remember, as I always say, and I do want to emphasize it again, it is well. I leave you with this musical track and wish you the best as you learn from anything and everything. Enjoy. Have a great time.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made. Thank you. guess I'm paying for the things that I have done. If I could go back, oh Lord knows I'd run, but I'm still losing. This game of life I played, losing and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, I wouldn't be here today, living, dying with the choices I've made. Living and dying with the choices I've made.